Joining me on Cardio's Afternoon Newsline for our monthly visit, Dr. Michael Thomas, Superintendent of School District 11, with updates on the facility's master plan. Good afternoon, Dr. Thomas.
Good afternoon, everyone.
You are forging ahead at quite a pace, and this is a huge project. This is a 20-year facilities master plan that you're working to put together, and that would serve to identify and prioritize current and future needs of the district facilities. And now you are also looking for input from community leaders into that plan as well.
Yes, we are. You know, at least 20 years. You know, when we think about what we're doing here in Colorado Springs, we want to know that we have a strong, viable district for many generations to come for this community as the Springs continues to grow into a very vibrant city. As the central city district here in the Springs, we want to make sure that we are growing in tandem with the city. And one of the things we want our community to understand that is just part of our core beliefs is that the decisions that we make in D11 really need to involve our community and not just to be rubber stamps. We truly want to have our community's perspectives on key decisions. And we talked about this last month and kind of foreshadowed, but we are kicking off tomorrow morning with a group of about 50 key leaders in the Colorado Springs area, everyone from the United Way to folks at the county and the city and local business leaders in the chamber. Many individuals will come together that are helping to reshape Colorado Springs renewal, and we're wanting to bring that perspective in as kind of our seed conversation on what will D11's renewal look like and how do we parallel that same trajectory that the city is on. And so we're really excited to kick that off. And then from that meeting, that will serve as good entry points that we'll begin engaging our community, you know, a variety of our families and our staff and various other individuals throughout the community, like we did with our strategic plan, to really start thinking about what are the key elements that our community wants to see in terms of our facilities improvements. Because let's be honest, kids want to come into a school that is well-kept, that's bright and vibrant, that's welcoming. That's what we want our kids and our families to experience every time they set foot in the D11 campus.
And you've mentioned before, Dr. Thomas, that some of the buildings are in upwards of 100 years old in the district. They're still being used, if I recall correctly. But what this is about, what this is a lot about, is the idea that as needs to teach in new ways, needs to adapt to workforce development needs, all of those things play into this. You've got to have facilities that will accommodate those new styles, means, and methods of learning and teaching.
Absolutely. There's a growing body of research and industry emerging around the physical composition of what a classroom looks like. I mean, the days that we all grew up in the 30 by 30 classroom with neat little rows, those days of instruction are fading out, or phasing out, as we're getting more 21st century designed classroom spaces that invite collaboration and cooperation in classrooms that have access to higher quality technology of learning tools and resources. That's what we're trying to design all of our school campuses with, you know, over the period of many years. And that's going to take some visioning on our part, and that vision really needs to be what we're hearing from, you know, our students and our families as primary folks that are going to be exposed to this new learning campuses as well. And I want to thank our community too, because part of this is being kicked off with our MLO from a couple of years ago, where our community supported through our MLO some capital investment in the MLO, and that's certainly helping us, you know, launch this conversation with the community as the MLO dollars graduate in and are phased into implementation now, because they weren't part of the initial couple of years of the MLO.
Right. And when you use that term, or you're talking about the mill levy override that
our
voters passed.
Our mill levy override. Sorry. Yep. Sorry about the acronym.
Oh no, it's quite all right. And you know, it's easy to lapse into that. Believe me, it strikes me that there's a major paradigm shift. You mentioned a comparison between the days that are now and the days in the past when classrooms were 30 by 30 in neat little rows. And they were, in essence, islands unto themselves for the time that you were there, not connected to the outside world at all. And that is not the case anymore. Classrooms are very connected.
They're very connected. I mean, learning can happen 24 hours a day, literally. And some of the best instruction happens in the real world. And so we want our students to really have opportunity to be more exposed to experiential learning, to internships and those kind of partnerships with our local business community that, you know, they can apply the learnings in the classroom in, you know, that business context or that organization's context, and also shaping, like, is this a passion of mine that I want to pursue in college, or is this a passion of mine that I want to go straight into this industry once I graduate from high school? They're getting more and more of those opportunities in D11 now with our career technology education program, and as we continue to build out our relationships with the Pikes Peak Business Education Alliance, so our kids are getting that exposure to internships at a much younger age. That's what we're really wanting to capitalize is taking the classroom environment and really opening it up to the world.
Dr. Michael Thomas, School District 11 Superintendent, there's a lot more to come on this, to follow on this. In between now and our next visit, I know we'll be hearing more from the district about those invitations coming to the community to participate in the facilities master plan. So I will, of course, stay in touch with Devra there at your office. And who knows,
Absolutely.
We may have an extra visit and talk about that invitation.
Right. And then after tomorrow, we'll be developing our website that we'll be able to announce as well, so that people who might not be able to attend, they can always get that continuous update once we get that link live.
Thank you so much. Again, Dr. Michael Thomas, School District 11 Superintendent. We will see you again soon. Thank you, sir.
Sounds great. Thank you all.